This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. Hello, it is great to have you on. Today I've got an especially smooth playlist. Lots of Afrobeats and Afropop tunes that, according to the popular streaming service Spotify, are the most pleasing to African Gen Zers. We're also going to listen to other amazing music too, different styles, current songs from Zimbabwe, DRC, Ethiopia, Lebanon, and Ghana. And I have a few classics for you from Tanzania and Norway. Now, for Music Talk, I have Namdi Mawita, a veteran radio host and promoter from Los Angeles, California, and Eworama Ato, a popular radio personality in Tamale, Ghana. Both speak to me via WhatsApp about different topics. Namdi on the recent inclusion of African music as a Grammy Award category, and Eworama about what the music scene is like currently in northern Ghana. So that's it. That's the show. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy. I'm starting this out with a string of Gen Z vibe tunes. That Spotify research I mentioned says that African Gen Zers, those are people between the age of 9 and 24, love mellow, sad, introspective songs. So we're starting with this one by Nigeria's Omale. It's called So-So, and he wrote it when he went through a lot of serious depression, even, he says, to the point of contemplating suicide. So-So by Omale. Hi, I'm Heather Maxwell. Here's song number two on our very Gen Z playlist today. It's called Live More, Love More, and it is by 23-year-old UK singer Kat Burns. Her parents escaped from Liberia during the Civil War and then migrated to the United Kingdom. In this song, she appeals to the world to slow down and focus on the things that really matter. Make time for your family, take risks, find your purpose in life, and live it out fully.
Since I've gotten older, I've realized we all care about things that don't really matter. We're just told it does, and now we're all trying to keep our heads above the water. What if we don't wanna? If there's something you wanna do, just do it. Don't let your head stop your heart from moving. If there's someone you wanna talk to, talk to them. Who knows who we'd be if we just live more and love.
stood for, not what we had, and not where we lived. So when we're told it dies, maybe then we'll see. We don't just have to keep our heads above the water. Not if we don't wanna. If there's something you wanna do, just do it. Don't let your head stop your heart from moving. If there's someone you wanna talk to, talk to, who knows who we'd be if we just live for and love more. We all just need to live more and love more. So hug your kids, tell them you love them, have some heart, but make sure it's open. Take that risk, cause time gets stolen. Maybe speak less and listen more. Cause life's too short, you only have one. It might sound cliche, but your life can start when you choose it to. When you choose it to.
This is your lady Sharifa Gunu, and you are listening to Heather Maxwell. Music time in Africa, VOA.
Yeah. Now I've got two more mellow jams for you, back to back. WizKid's massive 2021 hit, Essence, followed by a new single by Stanley Enow from Cameroon called Take Over. Still on this Gen Z theme today, I'm thinking, why do Gen Zers love mellow, smooth, medium tempo music? Why? Do you know? Here's something I found. Spotify's head of music for sub-Saharan Africa, Fiona Okumu, recently said, and I quote, "Mellow music is a respite from the constant connectivity and information overload of the modern world, offering a space where listeners can find solace, connect with their emotions, and navigate the complexities of life at their own pace," unquote. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? Or is that just not true for you? I am curious. So tell me what you think, what you like listening to, will you? And why, if you feel like it. My WhatsApp number is +1-202-657-1796. I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you. This is Msafiriza Wosef from Bagamoyo, Tanzania. I'm listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
Stalliana, one manami on a journey. From Bafusam to New York City, yo. City star life, you know easy. When Pag Dumb broke, naya banga, naya oye, oh, yo. Men are the take over. Walk up for my people, yeah, protect them. Even if it means they not the last over. Jump from the plate like a grasshopper. African gentlemen are the take over.
Walk up for my people, yeah, protect them.
Even if it means they not the last over. Chest like Namigos, best in the game like the Beatles. Sparking your face like na angel. Kala kuta brain out that video. Wind my waist like Falipu. Slam your brain like Pascal Siakam. Smoke my enemies like Shisha. My ego big like a bank account. African gentlemen are the takeover. Walk up for my people, yeah, protect them. Even if it means they're not the last supper. Jump from the plate like a grasshopper. African gentlemen are the takeover.
Fuck up for my people, yeah,
protect them. Even if it means it's not the last song.
Takeover by Stanley Eno, and before that, WizKids Essence. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. This is the Voice of America. Coming up soon, my conversation with Namdi Maweta, a veteran radio host and promoter from Los Angeles, California. We're going to talk about that new African music category to the Grammy Awards for 2024 and what African music is like in Los Angeles. And he's got some advice for you young artists. But first, more great music. Here's Zimbabwe's Ja Praiza with Sarungano, a track from his newest album, Chimererera, followed by Bloque, a song off of Fali Ipupa's 2022 album, Formula Set.
Roda Raja. And you're listening to Voice of America's Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
African James Bond, Didier Drogba, Drogbatitude, salut. Presnel Kimpembe, Eladi Diouf, Rigobert Song, coach.
Allons-y, on n'a peur de rien, on est confiant. Ouais. Et moi j'ai un mental d'acier.
Africa on YouTube, artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right. Hello. Now, here is the first feature conversation of the hour, Music Talk with Namdi. Namdi Mawata, how are you doing?
Oh, give thanks. Hope all is fine with you.
Everything is fine on this side. You're in Los Angeles, California. Now, you know, it seems to me that African music is slower to become known on the West Coast of the United States, like in Los Angeles, than it is on the East Coast, where I am here in Washington, D.C. and New York City. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, but there's a reason for that, you know. Understand the distance when you fly from New York to Los Angeles. That's a five-hour flight. I've a promoter. You're going to fly these guys from New York. You're closer to Europe than us.
Mm-hmm.
So you're flying a 15-piece band to Los Angeles. Talking about hotel rooms and transportation. So the guys are very happy to just do New York and do a couple of dates on the East Coast rather than coming West. You have to have everything in place before you come West.
So as a music promoter, why did you decide to stay or go to Los Angeles? I guess let me back that up. How is it that you're in Los Angeles?
Well, I came from Nigeria to San Francisco Art Institute to go to school. Then after school, I visited Los Angeles, you know, and the weather reminds me of Nigeria, you know. Lagos, you know, has the island and the mainland, and here in Los Angeles, you can see from the mountains to the sea. You're here in Los Angeles. You just visited us recently.
Yes.
You know what I'm
it's
talking
beautiful.
About.
it is very beautiful.
And then to throw in the movie industry, the music industry, the superstars. Why wouldn't you want to stay?
I can't argue with you. It's very exciting there. So how long have you been in Los Angeles?
You know, it's very easy to date myself because people here call me Baba, the Grand Baba.
Ah,
you
know. Yeah. Okay. So tell me, though, what is new and exciting in, say, the past few years in the development of the African music scene in Los Angeles?
Well, it's very beautiful time because we were in the forefront of the development of Afrobeats. We were taking a chance, bringing these guys from Nigeria, putting them in the nightclubs. Some of my friends have lost lots of money. The painful part about it is that now we cannot even afford them anymore. The big promoters are the ones using them now, the Live Nations, the Golden Voices. Whereas we were the ones that built the grassroots. We were the ones that put them in nightclubs, paid them $5,000.
Give me some examples.
Burna Boy is one.
Any pair I go moonlight, that's it, let me. Cause my mommy won't want to let me. And I want my person to me say too lazy. Oluwa Burna Fleleni. Pasa de Azula, Tade Bajo Okunlesi. No go talk.
Tell me about that too. So you started bringing him to Los Angeles way before?
Yeah, me and my partners, they were coming here doing clubs of 500 people, 300 people. Yemi Alade, Tiwa Savage. We had a place in Inglewood called Savoy, you know. And then small clubs. But remember, in the 80s, we were doing like your Papa Wemba, Kanda Bongo Man. And the scene was totally different from what it is now.
Yeah.
Those days, we were dealing with the OGs. They spend money, they come out. But today, the new generation we have today, they come out in huge numbers. Those are like our own children of today.
Mm-hmm.
They're into the Whiskey, Burna Boy, Tiwa Savage, Yemi Alade, your Diamond Platinums, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So this generation are really coming out bigger than the generation that came out in the 80s.
Yeah.
So what we see now, I am very happy to be one of the people on the ground that worked on this, the beginning of this. You know? I mean, we were doing the Dange in those days.
Yeah, I remember him.
We were doing Two-Faced Deep.
Yes.
You know, but look at today. You know,
look at today. How do you feel about the new Grammy category, Best African Music Performance?
It's a slap, man. My view is totally different. We need a category for Afrobeats.
Uh-huh.
I mean, don't give me performance and log us in with somebody. No, we need a category for Afro beats, just like dance music.
Do you think?
Afrobeat is bigger than dance music today.
Do you think that will happen, though? Maybe, you know, because it seems like they're always changing and adapting new categories and fading out older ones. Maybe another year or two, and then Afrobeats will become. But then they'll say that Amapiano needs its own category.
Oh, I can't compare Amapiano to Afrobeats.
There's no history with Amapiano, right?
No.
History at all.
Yeah. But remember, the president of the Grammy Association just went to Ghana recently.
Mm-hmm.
Have a meeting. And I believe we will see the changes. Mm-hmm. Afrobeats, just a little step by step.
Okay.
Remember, years ago, we don't even get these awards on TV. They give it to us in the back room. You remember?
I do.
So we've come a long way.
So overall, you're happy?
I am happy. I'm seeing more. The boys and the girls, they are doing stadium dates now. I mean, imagine Burna Boy last week, this City Field. He did London. He did like 80,000 at this Olympic Stadium in London. So we're very happy.
Yeah.
And it will just grow.
What about, and all of you listening, I'm Heather Maxwell. As you know, I'm talking to Nnamdi Mawaita, who's based in Los Angeles, a Nigerian American. Can I call you that now?
Yeah, I'm an Igbo man.
Okay, Igbo man. Who's been out there in the music business for decades now. So, Nnamdi, what would you say to our young listeners, or even older listeners, but who are still trying to get their break in the music industry in the United States? You're in a position to give them some good advice. What would it be?
You got to have lots of patience.
Mm.
And you cannot take sand to the beach. Remember that.
What do you have to take?
Your own style, your own unique style. You're African.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen to Afrobeat today. You hear Yoruba. You hear Igbo. You hear Chewy.
Mm-hmm.
You hear Zulu. So if you come in here to give us R&B like a Chris Brown... I mean, remember, Afrobeats have taken over R&B completely. Complete, no competition.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come in here, you have to be unique. Your style must be different. And you have to work hard. And you have to utilize the tools that are available to you today, which is the media, online. You have to be on top of that game. If you're on top of that game, and you know, those days of record company giving you money, those days are gone. You are your own record company in your own garage.
So you use your local resources, do the best you can, be as true to yourself as you can, and try from there.
You have all the tools at your fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. You just have to know how to use it.
All right.
You're in a very interesting time now. Very interesting time.
Mm.
You don't want the boss to leave you at the station. Keep it moving.
All right. So before we say goodbye, tell me what's most exciting for you in the next couple months regarding music in Los Angeles.
I'm seeing our music in movies. I'm seeing our music in commercials.
Mm.
I wake up in the morning. I listen to the black radio station. I'm hearing Thames. I'm hearing Whiskey. I'm hearing Davido. What else do I need to wake up here?
Nnamdi, thank you very much for your time. It was a pleasure talking to you.
I've always been a fan of your work and that of the late Leo Sarkisian. Keep up the great work.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right. Hey, hello, everyone. How are you doing? I hope you're enjoying the show so far. And now you know a little more about African music in Los Angeles, thanks to Nnamdi Mawaita. Moving to the horn of Africa, but staying Gen Z mellow, here's Kurfia by Veronica Ardana. It premiered 1 year ago and currently has 7.5 million streams on YouTube.
I am Kurfia, I am El, 'cause so I feel bizarre. በቀናም በመልካም በቀላል ከሰፉት ሲመሻሽ ብቅ ይላል እያልኩኝ ራሴው ሳወራ ለራሴው የፍቅር ጸጋህን ወደድኩት ኩርፊያ
አይ ኩርፊያ
Okay, that was Veronica Ardana with her current hit, Kurfia. And now, for a touch of current pop music from Lebanon, here is Mahaf Touni with her current hit, El Sabr Gamil, or Patience is Good. Now, the song sounds like a love song, but it's actually kind of a hate song. Maha hates her cruel and heartless husband, but believes that patience will ultimately bring her happiness and he what he deserves. And it is not good. The song premiered February 20th, 2023, and already has 61 million streams on YouTube.
وده قلبك ايه اصلي ما شفتش عندك احساس ازاي في الدنيا في ناس كده قاسية ومؤذية انا شفت كتير منك يلي علي استقوي وانت بطلتش توجعني واستكفي بتنام ازاي وانت ساتر الصبر جميل وهو بكرة تشوف ويجي لك يوم والوقت يكفي هيجي بحق ايدي دعوة مظلوم ودعيتها عليك من قلبي بقيت كرهك بضمير داين فتدان امال يعني انت مفكر ايه وده ترسي والله ده عدل وعين العقل انك تتساب لو هدعي عليك صدقني ده حقك ما
ظلمك ده اللي انا جربته معك اعذرني ما برجع علوش وهقول لو جاه في يوم سيرتك لا معرفوش وهي صدمة تفوت من قالك اموت معلش ده خير وفهمت انا غلطي وهطلع عقلي مكرر
And that was Mahaftouni with her mega hit El Sabra Gamil from Lebanon. Hello, if you're just tuning in, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell. To Ghana now we go. We're going to listen to this cool track, Inajin, by Kirani Ayat. It comes off his 2022 album, Aisha's Son. Then we're going to stay in Ghana and have a listen to that second feature of today's show, Music Talk, with radio presenter Ewurama Ato, about what's happening on the music scene in Tamale, Ghana. That was Inajin by Kirani Ayat. Now to Ewurama in Tamale. We spoke earlier this week. Here's that conversation. Hello, Ewurama. Ato, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. What's it like there in northern Ghana? Hot?
No, today has been rainy. It's been very, very rainy.
Oh, okay. Let's get to it. What is happening up there in northern Ghana in terms of music?
Well, in terms of music, I would say it's a bit slow. 2020, the COVID kind of shut everything down. So people are now still trying to come up with, you know, whatever it is that they can.
I'm surprised about that because most other places, you know, people are like back to it, you know. And
yes.
In fact, they are releasing things that they have composed during COVID. That's somehow you guys got delayed?
Well, for me, I think we delayed everything musically. The industry is, for me, I call it, they do a shabby job whenever they go into the studio and they're expecting something else. They don't go into the education of music before they're bringing out. Some of them are doing the music because they want the fame and the money, and that's it. So when they run out of ideas, they're stuck.
Well, that's an honest assessment. I appreciate that. It's always good to hear. Seriously, you know, we don't, you know, not everything is roses, you know. So, exactly. Yeah, but you do have a couple of tunes that I think you think are worthy of sharing. What are those?
Yes, currently there's this young guy who started off in 2018, and he's been up and going. He's called Fadlan. He's out with a new song called Swali, and featuring the awesome Sherifa Gunu.
Swali.
She used to be here with us in Tamale, but you know, married, seeking greener pastures, moved her to Accra, to the big city. When she can, she comes to Tamale and helps the younger ones or those who are already in the industry. It's a whole lot of things, but they're out there with a new song, Swale. Swale is particularly about our daily lives, the ups and downs, you know, people trying to defraud you. And so it's a message of you staying God of whatever you are about to do or whatever you are doing.
I see.
And then we have our very own Fasi Gadam too with his new song, which for me is my personal favorite because the song tells us to go back into our heritage and stay within our roots and then appreciate our tradition.
That's so interesting because I just got off the phone earlier with a Nigerian man who is a music promoter in Los Angeles, California. He's been there for decades. And I asked him what message he could give to young rising artists in Africa about how to make it and break through. And he said the same thing that seems like Fancy is saying in his song, which is, you know, don't try to copy. Bring your own.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. We find these young ones coming up with songs. I had an incident where a young artist brought his songs to me to play, you know, to promote for him. And I thought, okay, I'll take a listen. If it's good for radio, I'll play it. And he says, okay. So I take a listen and I'm like, no, this, I cannot play this on radio because he's emulating some of these national artists and he's thinking whatever they're saying is okay for him to also say that. He isn't using swear words and all the words that he's not supposed to be using in the music, and it's not radio friendly. So I called him up and told him, sincerely, I cannot play your song. You know how the kind of songs I play. He got angry. He said, I'm a hater.
What?
And said, I didn't like to promote him. I didn't understand what he does and all that. So
that's too bad.
That's a sad part. That is why Fancy is hammering on that message. He's realized that we are running away from our tradition. We are running away from our local songs. We are running away from the things that we used to do. When it comes to drugs, when it comes to alcohol, it comes to music, it comes to our daily lives, you find them swaying away from the tradition.
Okay, so those are two very worthwhile songs.
very worthwhile.
Yeah,
songs.
I wanted to ask you, going back to the other song real quick. You said that he's singing about things that happen in day-to-day life, like getting swindled or this and that. What is one example locally or typical to Tamale?
Yes, the only current thing going on is, you know, these hooligans who are doing drugs and recruiting younger ones into doing drugs. Mm. Right now, you cannot walk in town and somebody will freely give you a drink and then you take it. You do not know what is inside the drink. You might be spiked.
Oh, gosh.
So now the message is stay guard. Do not accept any drink unless anybody has hands over to you. You go to parties and everything. They spike the drinks. They spike foods. So that is the scandal going on.
I see. Okay, so drugs and spiking and probably taking advantage of women and also other people that have money in their pockets or phones.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Ewarama, you are on every single day, Diamond City Jam. What time?
From 4 to 5:30 p.m.
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
Ewarama Ato, thanks for joining me. Everybody, you can check her out if you get online or
if you happen to be
in Ghana. Yes, Diamond City Jam, 93.7 FM in Tamale, Ghana.
Thank you.
Yo, what's up? What's up? I'm Adam, a.k.a. Go Get 'Em, a.k.a. Special Delivery. And you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Keep it locked. Booyah!
All right. Now, back to 2013. Here's Am I Wrong by Nico and Vince out of Oslo, Norway. Both are of African descent. Nicole Sereba has roots from Cote d'Ivoire, and Vincent Derry is from Ghanaian origins. Wrong by Nico and Vince. And we've got time for just one more song. Taking it to Tanzania and even further back in time to 2003, here's Lady JB with one of her biggest hits, Siwema. This beat is nice and easy and still good for Gen Zers, but it's all about heartbreak, deception, and being taken for granted. I'm And with Siwema by Lady JB of Tanzania, it is time to say goodbye. Thanks for joining me. Also, a special thanks to my guests today, Nnamdi Moweta, host of Radio Aphrodisia on KPTF 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, California. You can listen to his music radio show online at www.kpfk.org. And also thanks to Ewurama Ato, host of Diamond City Jam, who you can also catch on air at Diamond FM 93.7 FM in Tamale, Ghana. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and on select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And also, you can find us online at voaafrica.com. Music time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.